So, hello, Dan.
Hello.
You all right?
Thank you for having me. I'm very well, thank you, Ben.
Good. So, how's it been? The last few weeks, pretty busy with the whole Kill Your Darlings.
Yep, I've been running around promoting the film, trying to ram the film down as many people's throats as I possibly can.
Fantastic. And is that going well?
It is going well, yeah. It's quite nice doing something tonight, because this is the launch of this live production cut-up thing. It's nice to do something in conjunction with promoting a film that isn't just me talking about the film and has actually like inspired creativity in other people, which is kind of it makes promoting a film more interesting when it's like that. So, yeah, it's good.
Pretty cool, isn't it?
They're amazing things. They're really, really cool. Like, I don't know that if I took two pieces of art and just kind of cut them, mashed them together like that, it would end up looking very good.
Don't think two bits of paper, me and a pair of scissors,
no, are going to end up looking as good as what is in there.
I try my best, but
nah.
Definitely fail. So just a bit about the film. It was the first time, it's kind of the director debut for John.
Yeah.
How was it like? What was it like to work with him?
I mean, John's not somebody that if you'd seen him on set, you would have thought, oh yeah, he's a first-time director. He's incredibly very self-assured. And knows absolutely, and has known he's been trying to get the film made for about 8 or 9 years before we went into production. So, you know, he knew exactly the film he wanted to make, every frame of it. He knew how he was going to shoot it. And, you know, obviously all that stuff varies when you get to location and things. And he's the best director of actors that I've ever worked with. Like, he's amazing and you know, got a performance from me that, like, I didn't expect myself. It was really, like, a fantastic experience working with him, one that's changed me, I think, as an actor.
Am I right in saying that you actually shot the entire film in 24 days?
Yes. You are, that's correct.
That is incredible.
Yeah, no, we were putting like TV shoots to shame. Like, TV shoots about gets like, you know, 8 or 9 pages a day, and we were generally doing like at least 9 pages of the script a day. And every scene was shot on average in like 2 hours, and there was some that were shot in 12 minutes that were like, yeah. But it is one of those things that I actually think that it made the film better, because if you have loads of time and loads of money to make a film, then all you're going to end up doing is spending all that time and spending all that money. And, you know, I think making something like this with that kind of urgency, where you just have to get stuff done and you don't always know how you're going to finish, it infuses the film with a vitality that hopefully makes it a better movie.
Almost makes it more natural, maybe.
I hope so, yeah. I mean, it definitely, like, the sense of kind of, because I do think the film has a wonderful pace to it, and I think you kind of can't get that if it took you 6 months to make it.
I'm a massive fan of Michael C. Hall.
Oh, cool.
I absolutely love him. Bit of a Dexter obsessed.
Okay.
Not gonna lie.
No.
So what was it like to work with him soon after the role of that finished?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, he was awesome. I mean, he's a fantastic actor, as you know, and he's really brilliant in our movie. He's a very, you know, Michael's somebody that started off on stage, and I think you can always, as you know, as did Dane, as did Jack Huston, and I always think you can sort of tell. I don't know what it is. It's not that anyone's better or worse for it, but there's particularly with Michael, there's like a precision to his acting where he's really wonderful to work with and watch, and also a very, very nice guy and very funny. So yeah, it was a lot of fun.
You mentioned Dane just there.
He's awesome.
It is his breakthrough movie.
I mean, you can, I mean, but also like Chronicle and Place Beyond the Hinds. I think we all have to get to this point where, because like, I've known Dane for like, since we made the movie, so I've known Dane for like a year and a half, and I've read so many articles about him saying like, breakthrough actor, break actor, and it's like, he's not up and coming anymore. He's up and come. Like, he's awesome now. We got on very, very well from the start, and he is absolutely, I know what you mean, you know, a lot of people, this film is getting him rightly a huge amount of attention.
I've heard stories about Scrabble.
Oh yeah.
Set. I have to ask, who was the winner?
Actually, it's honestly the answer that we played 2 games and won 1 each. And
any triple word scores?
Oh man, you're asking me about Scrabble games from 18 months ago. I don't remember that, I'm afraid. But yeah, Dane is highly competitive as well, as am I. So it was, I'm sure that, actually, I've got to see if he's on Words With Friends. I haven't found that out. I don't know why I've not looked into that.
After you are going on Graham Norton in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I'm right in saying. Do you kind of still get, you're on with David Walliams, Sir Cliff.
It's an amazing lineup.
And most importantly,
it's quite
Mary Berry, of course.
Oh, okay, that's great. I didn't know she was that. I did think, I was like, me sat on a sofa next to David Walliams and Cliff Richard is like the least, I mean, that's a very unusual combination. Graham is always, it's a lot of fun, and he's very nice to me, and I do seem to sort of do his show. Well, no, he is. I've been on his show like enough times to know that he's not going to try and, you know, make me look foolish. Although I could be hearing this interview play back to me in 3 weeks' time after I've been made look foolish. So we'll wait and see.
Lastly, I read a quote today from Jennifer Lawrence saying, "When I see screaming fans, I tell myself I would have been exactly the same at 15 years old meeting Daniel Radcliffe." Is there anyone that you can imagine at 15 years old that you would have been exactly the same?
I was pretty starstruck the first time I met Gary Oldman. Like, I was pretty, I didn't know what
to
say.
Pretty much the same.
Yeah, but I think probably if there was anyone, it would be more likely to be a band. Like, maybe it would probably actually be the Libertines. Like, the Pete Doherty and the Libertines were probably the band that I most was obsessed with. Maybe Pixies. They were, you know, that's a close second, but it would mainly be about bands. That's a huge compliment. I had no awareness that Jennifer Lawrence said that, but
it's all right if she says something like that to you, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm sure, but you know, I know what she means that about, like, although I don't know if there would have been an actor I would have done it with, though I can definitely relate to the sort of mentality of really being, you know, really loving somebody's work. And I'm just pleased that people feel that way about me. It's very cool.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Thank you very much. Cheers.